This podcast is brought to you by IBM. IBM hardware, software, and service solutions help you take back control of your IT infrastructure. To learn more, go to ibm.com/takebackcontrol.
The information technology world is abuzz these days with talk of Web 2.0. That's the catchphrase for a group of technologies that enable people to easily publish to the web, create groups, interact with their friends, and deploy applications wherever they may be. Much of the Web 2.0 action has been in the consumer realm, but enterprises are also seriously examining the potential of these technologies to transform their businesses. By putting into users' hands the ability to customize experiences, create personal applications, and form social connections with their peers and partners, enterprises can enhance their flexibility and eliminate layers of management control. Web 2.0 is already reinventing the concept of the portal, and that's an idea that dates from the earliest days of the Internet. Portals give employees a customized view of information from within and outside of the organization. They have a lot of value, but historically they've been somewhat limited and inflexible. In the new model, portals are becoming personal. They're enabling end users to construct applications that combine internal data, external applications, and custom programming. Now, IBM is a leader in the enterprise portal market with its WebSphere portal product. And now, IBM is revamping that product line to incorporate Web 2.0 concepts. Hi, I'm Paul Gillen. Welcome to this IBM Innovations podcast entitled Provide an Exceptional Web Experience with Web 2.0 Enabled Portal. My guest today is Bill Swatling. Bill is the IBM Program Director for WebSphere Portal. And over the next 20 minutes or so, he and I are going to discuss the latest innovations in the new release of IBM WebSphere Portal and what these Web 2.0 capabilities mean to the enterprise. So Bill, let's start by talking about the principal kinds of value that users are getting from portals today. What is it?
Well, portals are a great technology for users. It's a way for users to get the access to the content, the applications, and data that they need to get their job done, whether that's coming to a website to look at a company's products or as an employee to get your HR information or as a partner dealing with another business. The portal provides a personalized way for you as a user to get the information that you need. The website, the portal site is smart enough to know who you are, your role, and what information you need, so you don't have to spend a lot of time searching other websites or navigating through lots of pages to find what you need. The portal knows you and gives you that experience and that information right up front. For organizations that run portals, they get a lot of benefits out of portal as well. And it's mainly around business flexibility. Portals enable you to be more responsive to changing business conditions and needs. So when someone says, hey, I need my site to do this, portals are built for change. They're made so that they can be easily changed and modified and personalized with the security that you need to make sure that the right people get the right information at the right time.
Well, Bill, everyone's buzzing about Web 2.0 these days, but largely in the consumer realm. What are the important innovations of Web 2.0 for the enterprise?
Well, you're right, Paul. There is a lot of buzz about Web 2.0, and it means different things to different people. I think for the enterprise, Web 2.0 really means three things. One, it's a set of new web user interface technologies. Things like Ajax and REST services offer a new way to provide a user experience that is engaging and easy to integrate and build. Another aspect of Web 2.0 is this concept around user-created content. And in a lot of enterprises, information flows downhill, right? It comes from on high and it gets directed downward. But Web 2.0 changes that upside down with the concept of user-created content. Technologies like wikis and blogs, where from the bottoms up, a regular person can create content and publish it. And if they're good, and if it's a good source of information, it's going to be adopted and become popular. The other aspect about Web 2.0 that impacts enterprises is the concept of communities and social networks. I mean, communities, it really isn't anything new. But the new technologies that enable these rich social networks, the ways of connecting people together and collaborating. These new technologies and social networks enable people to communicate in more effective ways. And the enterprise needs to be able to leverage that to be able to compete and to enable the free flow of information that makes businesses run more smoothly.
So how does this new, more interactive environment change the way people interact with portals?
I think it makes portals more engaging. With the new user interface technologies, you can build websites that are just as responsive and interactive as desktop applications are. And so you can do things in Portal. You can put applications out, not just static web pages, but really interactive applications, full functional applications that are put right alongside the content or the data that the user needs to make those decisions in the business processes that they work with in the portal. And by being able to leverage all of the knowledge of the masses through these, you know, technologies like wikis and blogs, exposing that information, the enterprise portal makes it have broader appeal and deliver it to more people sooner.
So how does that change the value of portals within the enterprise?
It makes them more valuable. Some of these technologies, the way that they're being adopted in enterprises is they're kind of springing up in little patches, and they're not all that well known, and they're kind of like, you know, the best kept secrets. And what portals can do is organize that information and deliver it to the masses, put it on the intranet homepage or the company homepage, and link it to the most popular sites where things are being used, and so that those capabilities become ubiquitous across the enterprise.
Well, now, a lot of people have become familiar with social networks through services like Facebook. What are you doing to integrate the kinds of functionality those networks provide into WebSphere Portal?
Well, social networks are very powerful in their latest cutting-edge technology. IBM has released a product last year, Lotus Connections, which packages several capabilities around social networking, things like bookmarking, communities, people profiles, and pack them together in a product. And we include Lotus Connections, IBM's social networking product, within one of our WebSphere Portal packages called Collaboration Accelerator for WebSphere Portal. So you can implement a portal with all the capabilities that a portal has and add in the Collaboration Accelerator, which brings the social networks and other social software capabilities and expose those services in your portal.
Now, Bill, we hear a lot about enterprise knowledge bases these days developing a corporate intelligence. How does Web 2.0 Portal facilitate this trend toward capturing that information via social networks?
Social networks are very popular, and like we have our Lotus Connections product where we have the ability to create social networks and use social software. But how do you leverage that in a portal environment? Well, one of the best ways to do that would be to insert that social network, the social software capabilities, in the context of a particular business process. So, for example, if you had your sales portal where you had your sales metrics and your customer relations database exposed for those sales users, you could add in elements of the social software, things like your team room to keep track of your proposal projects. You could add in the dog ear capability of bookmarking and being able to share those bookmarks among the members of the team, members of the sales community. And so by inserting the social network in the context of business process alongside the other information and data and applications that the user needs to perform that particular job or activity, we can increase the productivity of that user by having all of that knowledge there for them when they need it.
One concept that you're folding into to WebSphere Portal is that of mashups. Now, a lot of people know mashups from Google Maps, but what does mashups mean in this enterprise context?
Google Maps and Google Gadgets are great examples of components that you can use in a mashup. Mashups are really a new term for the underlying concept, which is to combine different sources of data information together into one view for a user. We do that in Portal. At the very basic level, you kind of do that with a join in a database. But what's new about mashups in the context of Enterprise Portal is that we can provide a new environment for your average user to create a mashup. It doesn't require IT involvement. The user can come to the mashup server, create a mashup, and then be able to deploy that to the users. And we're going to be providing that mashup capability that comes from the IBM product, IBM Mashup Center, in a future version of WebSphere Portal.
What kind of mashups will the average user be able to create in this new release, and what kind will require IT intervention?
We expect that with any mashup server that you have a set of widgets that kind of come out of the box and ready to use. And so in IBM's product, you know, we'll deliver a set of widgets for common things, including the ability to integrate Google Gadgets as widgets in our mashup server. Popular public services like Google Maps and those sort of things, there'll be widgets. There'll also be widgets for connecting to a database or an XML file. and we'll have a catalog of widgets that users will be able to drag onto the palette and link them up together and use them. Where IT needs to get involved is doing the hard work of taking data sources that aren't mashup enabled, meaning they're not a standard feed like RSS or an Atom feed. They might have a proprietary, you know, API vendor specific that you have to write to in order to, you know, interact or interchange data with that. So IT gets involved to provide the connection between the mashup server and the backend data source in whatever form it might be.
Well, now IBM has created a new mashup enabler called Mashup Hub. What is that exactly?
So Mashup Hub is that component that enables your IT to connect their data sources and turn them into feeds that the Mashup server can use. Mashup Hub is a component of IBM Mashup Center, IBM's Mashup product. It supports connecting to a relational database or an XML file or an Excel spreadsheet. And in the future, we'll connect to enterprise data sources like ERP systems and CRM systems and HR systems that connect to those data sources using their native APIs and ways to you know, get that data and transform that data into an Atom feed that the Mashup server can consume. And it also includes the catalog of the widgets and the feeds that a user could use. So when they're building the mashup, they know what feeds are available that they could use in a mashup. And it really makes the hard work of getting access to data and enabling that in the mashup a whole lot easier.
Now, are mashups and portals going to be competing technologies, or will they work together?
In many ways, mashups and portals do some of the same things. If I said, what is a tool for an end user to create a web page that's personalized to what they need? Well, that could describe mashup or portals. So I think really the difference is about how they're deployed and how they're used. Mashups are kind of like a viral adoption model where you're going to put mashup servers and, you know, kind of plant them around, and people are going to start to use them. And as they create a mashup that's useful for them or for their team, that application is kind of going to grow new audience members and new users. And more people will start to say, hey, mashups are great. I'm going to build some too because I've seen, you know, what they could do for you. I'm going to make it work for me. Portals, the adoption model is really a different one, right? It's about the business, a line of business leader saying, I've got this business need, I've got this problem and challenge, and I need a solution, and engaging IT to design and build that. And so portals have a governance model and a way of deploying it in a way that's, you know, scalable and reliable to very large numbers of users, where mashups are probably more smaller numbers. The mashups that are successful and are useful, as you want to deploy them to larger numbers of users, we think that that's where Portal can come in. And the mashups can run in the Portal environment, have all the benefits that a Portal has about scalability and stability and management and backups and process for delivering the 24/7, you know, corporate user experience and that sort of thing. IBM, we intend to put that mashup capability into WebSphere Portal in the future so that when mashups are successful, you'll be able to deploy them all the way across the enterprise.
Well, Bill, it sounds like a pretty exciting evolution of the Portal concept. Where can people go to find out more?
We have a website where you can go to get information about WebSphere Portal. It's ibm.com/WebSphere/Portal. There's information about our Portal product, our direction around Web 2.0, and our new release of WebSphere Portal 6.1, which we just announced yesterday, be coming out at the end of June. On that website is information about that release, a webcast with demonstration of the product, and from there links to get to the information about mashups as well. IBM's got some great capabilities. We've got, you know, leadership in this category of portals and mashups, and I think these websites be a great source of information for all the folks listening.
Well, thanks to Bill Swadling, IBM Program Director for WebSphere Portal, for outlining the exciting new capabilities that are being integrated into the next release of WebSphere Portal. And thank you for joining us for today's IBM Innovations Podcast. Provide an exceptional web experience with Web 2.0-enabled Portal. My name is Paul Gillen.